John and Kate, well, would you take your Bibles and turn with me today to the 105th Psalm, Psalm 105, this morning. The next 2 weeks or 3 weeks here in the month of November, we're going to spend some time in the Psalms today, Psalm 105. Next week, Lord willing, Psalm 117. And then the 24th will be in Psalm 133. Of course, we're in the time of the year in which we think of our minds are taken towards Thanksgiving. And I want to make that more than just a holiday. I want to make that a reality in us that we would, as God's people, give thanks. Again, not just making it something like lip service, but a reality in our hearts. And I think that these three psalms, though Psalm 117, I think, is only two verses, and Psalm 133, only a few more than that, they're brief. Today, of course, Psalm 105, 45 verses, but they're so powerful, and they speak to the reality of this idea of giving thanks and praising the Lord. My mind was drawn to Psalm 105 because it is one of three historical psalms. In other words, it's a psalm that looks back on history, not as simply history, but as some have said, his story. And it traces the activity and the involvement of God in the lives of his covenant people, Israel. And Psalm 105 really took my attention because obviously, having just finished the book of Genesis and specifically looking into the life of the patriarch Joseph, Psalm 105 takes several verses to expound on those truths of how God was intimately involved in the life of Joseph and intimately involved in the life of his covenant people of Israel. And so it would be only natural that I'd come to Psalm 105, having spent these last years now expositing the truths of Genesis. And I had a question. Having looked at all of those things, the question was, what is the appropriate response of God's people to all that we have witnessed in the book of Genesis? What is the appropriate response of God's people to what we've witnessed? Namely, God creating the heavens and the earth in six literal days. What is the appropriate response when we read about God's involvement in the lives of people like Abraham and Sarah and Isaac and Rebecca and Jacob and Rachel and Leah and Joseph? What is the appropriate response? But then I found that question even more zeroed in to my own heart. What is the appropriate response to God's activity and intimate involvement in my life as his child? In other words, these last 25 years that I've been a believer, how have I seen God at work? And even before that, when I was a rebel against Christ, how did I see God at work in my life, just exerting himself and inserting himself into the very being of my life? And what is the appropriate response to that? The psalmist, who in this case is probably Asaph, who was most likely commissioned by David to write this psalm on the occasion of the Ark of the Lord, the Ark of the Covenant, being brought into Jerusalem for the very first time. We read about that back in 1 Chronicles chapter 16. In fact, 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 8 through 22, is nothing more than a repetition of Psalm 105. And so they were celebrating and they were rejoicing in God leading his covenant people, in God blessing his covenant people, in God working in the lives of his covenant people. And the point of this psalm is in three words, the very last three words of the psalm: praise the Lord. That's the point of the psalm. That's the burden of the psalm. This psalm is written to praise the Lord. And if you just work your way backwards through the psalm, it's absolutely amazing. In other words, praise the Lord. And then you work backwards and you'll find 24 times that it's mentioned. God did this. He spread. He brought. He opened. He remembered. He brought. He gave. He turned. He sent. He spoke. He struck. He allowed. He rebuked. This is just the work of God in His covenant people. It's all about praising the Lord. Praise the Lord because of what He has done. So here's what I want to do this morning. I want to encourage you, as a result of Psalm 105, to look into your life and see the activity of God in your life. In what ways do you see Him inserting Himself in your life? And I want you to be brought to praise the Lord. Question is, what does it look like when we praise the Lord? Well, this psalm begins with 10 imperatives, 10 commands, 10 actions that help us to understand what it is to praise the Lord. 10 elements of praising the Lord, 10 elements of giving thanks. In other words, when you look back at your life and you see how God has been at work in your life, these 10 things ought to become a reality. And I just want to walk through these in chapter 105 today. Let me read verse 1, beginning in verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him. Sing praises to Him. Tell of His wondrous works. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord in His strength. Seek His presence continually. Remember the wondrous works that He has done, His miracles and the judgments He uttered. O offspring of Abraham, His servant, children of Jacob, His chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. There are what we might say, 10 appropriate responses to the activity of God in our lives. What's the first? The first, right there in verse 1, and this is not rocket science, not very difficult. The outline is just right here, Psalm 105, 1 through 6. You see the outline. Number 1, we give thanks to the Lord. We give thanks to the Lord. You see what he says? Oh, give thanks to the Lord. The psalmist here is built up, is filled with emotion. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. This word, give thanks, here's what it means. It means to acknowledge. It is a heavenward acknowledgement. Sometimes the word as it's used, it means to cast. In other words, it is throwing acknowledgement toward God. When you're giving thanks, you're throwing acknowledgement toward Him. In other words, you're looking back over your life and you're seeing how He's been involved and you're just acknowledging that. God, You did this. God, You said this. God, You provided this. That's what He does throughout this psalm. What the psalmist does actually is he puts in practice what he commands. He puts in practice in verses 7 through 45 what he commands in verses 1 through 6. He's just casting it up before God. He's bringing it up before God. He's acknowledging God. God, You did this. Again, I point out the 24 times, beginning in verse 8, 8 through 45, 24 times, God did this. He remembers. He confirmed. He allowed. He rebuked. He summoned. He sent. He made. He made. He returned. One right after another. When you're giving thanks, you're just acknowledging God's involvement in your life. But number 2, he says, not only give thanks to the Lord, but call upon His name. To call upon His name, the word call here probably most specifically means to invite. It means to declare. And when it says that you're calling, that we ought to call upon the name of God, the name is His covenant name, Yahweh, which speaks of everything that God is. It is God's person. Call upon him. Invite him. Oh, God, I'm acknowledging you've done this, and I'm inviting you to continue to do your work in my life. That's an appropriate response to what we read about in the book of Genesis. Oh, Lord, look at you. Look at how great you are. I've seen everything you've done. And now, God, I'm calling upon your name. I'm not strong. I don't have the ability. But, God, you do. It's the appropriate response to seeing what God has done in our lives. Not only looking back at what he's done and calling upon him, inviting him to continue his work. It's like calling upon God is bringing ourselves in submission. It's placing ourselves underneath him. But not only does he say, give thanks to the Lord, number one, and call upon his name, number two. Number three, notice what he says. Make known his deeds among the people. Make known his deeds among the people. Now, peoples here is a way of speaking of unbelievers, the Gentiles. Here's what the psalmist has in mind. To make known, very similar. Make known is very similar to give thanks. Very similar. Just a little bit of a different Hebrew root word. But the point that he's saying is this. Know, he's telling you what you should know. He's telling you what you should know. Know this. Know that he is at work. Know his deeds among the people. In other words, know that he is at work in the midst of the peoples. So here you are, you're living in the world, right? You're living in a sinful world. You're living amongst pagan peoples, people who don't know him. You should be doing this, knowing something. Knowing that God is at work in the midst of, amongst the peoples of the earth. It's just what you know. Know this. Listen, nothing and no one is able to thwart the plan, to hinder the power, to lessen the provision of God. So give thanks, acknowledge him, acknowledge his work, and call, Lord, come, keep on doing, keep on moving, and know as you're living amongst the peoples, know his wondrous deeds. He can work even in the midst of pagan people. Number four. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Here's what he says. What's the appropriate response to having seen what he's done in the book of Genesis? What's the appropriate response to having seen what he's done in our lives? Singing to him. In fact, when he says sing praises, some of you have sing psalms. It just means to use instruments. Sing to him verbally. Sing to him instrumentally. Sing to him verbally. Sing to him instrumentally. This is the appropriate response. It is appropriate for God's people to be a singing people. That's one of the reasons I love this church, because this is a singing church. You come together and you hear that singing going on, and you recognize that it's all toward or unto the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It's appropriate to sing. Write songs. Sing songs. Come together amongst God's people and sing. Sing when you're alone. Sing when you're together. Just sing. It is appropriate for you to see God's work in your life and respond by that by singing. It's just appropriate. It's what is demanded. Number five, tell of his wondrous works. Tell of his wondrous works right there at the end of verse 2. To tell, that word simply, it has the idea of conversing, but at the heart of that, it's this. It's the idea of always thinking. In other words, always be thinking of his wondrous, or literally his extraordinary works. Always, church, always be thinking of his wondrous works to the degree that you're always speaking of his wondrous works. We tell a lot of different things. We tell jokes, we speak gossip, we speak other words, but here's what he says. It's appropriate for you, having seen what God has done, not only in the book of Genesis, but looking at what God does in your life, it is appropriate for you to always be thinking about his wonderful, his extraordinary works. Is that the case in your life? Are you always thinking of his wondrous works? Like, you can't do anything that you're not thinking of the magnitude and wonder of the works of our King. Always be thinking that so that you're always telling it. Let me tell you what God has done. Let me tell you what God has done. And maybe that's just reminding somebody that God created the heavens and the earth in 6 literal days. Or that God faithfully keeps his promises to his covenant people. Or maybe it's in the midst of a difficult time, like a famine. You know, that's what the psalmist does down here, verse 16. He summoned a famine on the land, broke all supply of bread. Who did that? God did that. Who summoned the famine? God summoned the famine. God does those things. And in the midst of even those things, God is at work. Tell of his wondrous works then. There's another aspect of this praise, another element of this praise, number 6, back up in verse 3, glory in his holy name. That word glory is the Hebrew word halal. It's the Hebrew, be like hallelujah. It means to boast in something. It actually, the picture of the word here is shining. Shine, what he would say is shine in his holy name. In other words, reflect or boast in his holy name. Remember what Jeremiah said in Jeremiah chapter 9? Listen to this. Jeremiah chapter 9, I love this. These are some of my favorite verses. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man boast in his might. Let not the rich man boast in his riches. But let him who boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord. If you're going to boast, here's what you boast in. Boast in his name. Speak of his name. Shine. Reflect the glory of the name of Christ. Make that your boasting. He says, number 7, rejoice in him. You see that right there at the end of verse 3? Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Isn't it interesting that he says, let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice? In other words, this isn't something that's merely, this gladness that he's calling for here is not a mere external gladness. This is an internal contentment. It is an internal joy. It's an internal cause. In other words, because of what you've seen him do in the book of Genesis, because of how you've seen him work in your life, let this be the internal cause for joy in your life. Let this be the calm and settled gladness or happiness or joy of heart. That's what's appropriate. It's appropriate for you to rejoice in the work of the Lord in your heart. It's appropriate for you to rejoice. It is rejoice in the Lord, Paul said, and again I say what? Rejoice. It's appropriate. Even when God's at work in your life and he's not working in the ways that you want to see him work, it's appropriate to rejoice. Number 8, I love this. Seek the Lord and his strength. That word seek, obviously, it means to search. Search for the Lord. Search for His strength. What's appropriate? What is an appropriate response to the activity of God in your life? What is an appropriate response to God, what you've seen God do in the book of Genesis? Here's what's appropriate. It's appropriate for you to search Him out, to seek for the Lord. It's appropriate for you to search for His power. In other words, God, this is me coming to You, Lord. Here I'm coming, and I'm looking for You to show Yourself strong. I'm seeking for You. I'm seeking for Your strength. I'm seeking for Your might. You've done this once, and I'm searching, and I'm longing for You to do it again. That's the appropriate response. Then he says it this way, number 9, seek His presence. Seek His presence continually. That word presence is just face. It means face. Not only seek the Lord, seek His strength, but seek His face. That is that intimate acknowledgement of relationship. It's appropriate for you, having seen the work that God has done and can do, like we've seen it in the book of Genesis, it is appropriate for you, having traced God's work in your life, those places where God has inserted Himself in your life, it's appropriate for you to seek after an intimate relationship to Him, to seek His face. That's appropriate. And number 10, remember all He has done. Verse 5, remember the wondrous works that He has done, His miracles, and the judgments He's uttered. When it says here, remember, that word speaks of both a silent remembering and a verbal remembering. In other words, quietly, in the quietness of your own home, in the quietness of your own relationship with the Lord, just remember. And then corporately, remember, come together and speak of God's wondrous works. Again, those extraordinary works that He has done. Things like miracles and the pronouncements that God has made. Remember. These are 10 imperatives that He gives us. When we have seen how God works in the book of Genesis, but even more intimately and personally, we've seen how God works in our own lives. These are the 10 appropriate responses. Remember all that He's done. Call it to mind. Just in the moments where it's difficult for you and you're having that struggle for faith, here's what He says. Call to mind everything that He's done. Look back at your life and think about how God has been at work. Seek His presence. It's appropriate for you to long after having this intimate relationship with God in which you call Him Father and He calls you Son. It's appropriate for you to search out His strength. God, I'm asking You to show Yourself strong in this area. It's appropriate for you to rejoice in Him. It's appropriate for you to glory in His name. It's appropriate for you to tell of His wondrous works, to always be thinking about His wondrous works. It is appropriate for you to sing praises to Him, both verbally and instrumentally. It is appropriate for you to make known His deeds among the people. In other words, make sure that in the time that here you are, you're living amongst a sinful people. Just know that God is at work. It's appropriate for you to call upon His name. It is appropriate for you to give thanks to the Lord, to acknowledge Him in everything. You say, but Joe, this psalm is a psalm for God's covenant people of Israel, isn't it? Well, notice what he says. Verse 6, O offspring of Abraham, his servant. Galatians 3:7. Know then that it is those of faith who are the sons of Abraham. It's a command to you. It's a command for all of the covenant peoples of God throughout every age to respond appropriately to the working of God in their lives. think it'd be great if you could do this week. Take a moment or take a few hours of quietness. Sit down and start thinking about how God has been at work in your life. Go back 25 years. Some of you go back 10 years. Some of you go back 5 years. How has God been at work in your life? I think about my own life and I think, my goodness, the Lord calls me to be reared in a Christian home where I always remember going to church. My earliest memories in this church, sitting back there around where Andrew Crape is sitting right now, eating Fruit Loops during this sermon. Not sure how spiritual that was, but my earliest memories of this church right there. That's what I can remember. Then I remember, I look back at my life and I see how though I had that outward relationship with Christ, how though I had that religion, never made any difference in my heart. And I rebelled openly and for a long time against Him. All the while saying I knew Him on the outside, but on the inside just completely against Him. I look and I see how God was at work in my life. And I know, I say, you know what? It's appropriate for me to respond the way that we're called to respond here in Psalm 105. It's appropriate for me to see God at work in my life and how he provided for me and how He even protected me, even through my sin. What's amazing is that God protected me in the midst of my sin. I think about my friend, Brett, would always looking for partying with Brett. And finally, God got a hold of my life, and I'd say, Brett, you got to stop this. It's going to kill you. Well, one day it did. Out here in Prayer Mission Road, he was high and he drunk, and he broke into somebody's house and stole a van. 2 o'clock in the morning, crashed that van, and he was instantly killed. Guys with him, maimed for life. And I think, what? Why wasn't I there? What did God? He was at work. In fact, when that happened, God was confirming His call not only to salvation but to ministry in my life. I look back, and it's appropriate for me to respond by just acknowledging Him in every aspect of my life. It's appropriate for me to respond by saying, God, come on. Do more. I'm inviting You. I'm calling upon Your name. It's appropriate for me to respond in those ways. This is what I'd love for you to do. Would you take time today? We don't have service tonight. All right? So hopefully you'll use this time wisely. Would you take time today to just sit down and start writing out how God has been at work in your life? Just the highlights. God did this, and He did this. He remembered. He opened. He struck down. He brought out. He made. Start highlighting how God has been at work in your life. And then let that strengthen this upcoming season of Thanksgiving. Appropriately respond to God's work in your life. Kids, you say, my goodness, I'm only 8 years old. Start now. Spend some time today and start writing down. My goodness, God calls me to be born to a mom and dad who love Christ. And God began to work in my life by dad praying together or mom praying together with me or something. Just start now and see how God has been at work. May He use that to draw us closer to Himself so that we all might respond the way this psalm wants us to respond. Praise the Lord. Father, we come to you this day in thanksgiving and praise. We come to you this day recognizing how you've been at work in our lives, in everything. You are the Lord. You are the sovereign, powerful King. You make your promises and you keep them. You grant us protection and provision. And we acknowledge that today. And pray that you would continue your work in our midst to make us into what you have elected us to be. For your eternal glory, we pray this in Jesus' name and all God's people. Would you stand?